Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at aloramodernwellness.com.
You know, I love to talk to this guy right here, John Talty. I love saying national college football writer, reporter, best-selling author, and my friend John Talty. That's a great resume as far as I'm concerned.
I've come a long way from when you first met me.
I didn't like you. I'll just come out and say it. I didn't like you.
Yeah, just getting bullied on message boards for wearing the color red out in public. Interesting start to our relationship.
You know, it's just like anything else in life. You know, you have the good and the bad, and you get there. One of the things I remember talking in the spring, I remember talking to Cole Kublik, and he said, you know, he lamented the fact that because there were so few spring games, he didn't have a lot of film. He didn't know what a lot of teams were. And so I guess my question is, in that situation, 3 weeks into the season, what has surprised you the most about this college football season?
Well, I think that's a great lead-in because I think we've already learned so much, I think, good and bad about different teams. And I think what is so tricky with the preseason stuff is, like, Cole's point, not a lot of spring game. Also, these rosters just change over so much year to year. And sometimes it's like, all right, everything they did on paper, I think it's going to make sense. And a great example of that is LSU. Like, we felt like, all right, they spent a lot of money on defense. And guess what? They look great so far. And all of that has paid off. There's other programs where it's like, hey, they added all these pieces. They should be better. And then they're just not. It didn't all come together. I think for me, the biggest surprise so far in a negative way is Clemson. There was a lot of pieces on paper that you felt like, with Cade Klubnik being one of the top returning quarterbacks, people thought potential top 10 pick. We got two potential top 10 picks on D-line. We thought this was going to be the best defensive line in college football, and it hasn't played out. They have not looked particularly good in any of their games. They already have two losses. I don't know if there are 1,000% out of the playoff race, but they feel pretty close to it. I'm surprised by that. I went to their first game against LSU. I thought they were going to win, to be honest. And
I did too.
It didn't come together. The running game is not very good. QB play, I think Klubnik has regressed. And sometimes you can get tricked into, this team returns all these players, they're going to take a leap. And maybe they actually were already maxed out and there is no kind of next step for them to make. And that might be some of the problem with Clemson. And, you know, now we're already getting some Dabo playing the hits. So I'm not surprised by that, but I am surprised that they're already 1-2.
All right. So you got a team, you mentioned LSU, the team kind of where you thought they would be. You got Clemson, a team you think is not as good as you thought they were going to be. Who's been a pleasant surprise for you thus far?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think you've seen, we'll go to the, you know, Clemson's opponent recently and Georgia Tech. I mean, that's a team that they've been kind of on the cusp. It's nice to see them, you know, I think break through in the way that they have. Vanderbilt, I think, is another one that's kind of, they've been on the cusp. It's kind of, can they take that leap? And we're seeing that happen. And they obviously had a big convincing win over South Carolina the other weekend. So there are a couple. I'm trying to think of, let me think for a second. I mean, let me ask you, Brian, who's the first one that comes to your mind? We'll see if that spurs some other people in my mind of who I feel like have really taken a big leap so far.
Do you mean other than Mississippi State?
Well, we're going to get to that. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to step on my toes what I was going to say later.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt's probably, because I thought Vanderbilt would just regress back to normal, right? I was like, all right, it's a fun story last year, but not this year. And they've had some luck. Virginia Tech is awful, and that's evidenced by the fact they had to fire their coach. Sellers going out in the second half hurt South Carolina, but at the same time, Vanderbilt was already leading that game. They've just looked like a totally competent football team for maybe the first time in my life. And I mean, I was just looking at this the other day. I think we're going to have 5-0 Vanderbilt at 3-2 Alabama in 3 weeks. And that's just, it's difficult to wrap your head around. Vanderbilt is certainly one. Oregon seemingly not dropping off any from Dylan Gabriel leaving. Dante Moore, he's just a star. And they've been really, really good.
That's a great one. I was thinking about that too. They were one of the teams, all, you know, hand up. They were one of the teams that I thought could take a step back this year. It felt like they were one of the, you know, before, and I'm not alone in this, I think a lot of other places do it too, but before the season, you know, we're doing all these preseason predictions at CBS Sports, and you got to pick, all right, like, who's the preseason top 10 team you think is going to fall out? Who's not going to make the playoff? And like, Notre Dame was the top one that I thought about, so props to me there. But Oregon was the number two one. It just felt like they lost a lot. Can they keep this thing rolling the way it has? And it's been incredibly impressive. And I'll say, just to kind of somewhat tied to it, Cal has looked awesome. Their QB is so dang good. And I mean, again, he was signed with Oregon, then ultimately goes to Cal. They're probably going to be in one of the biggest bidding wars for a QB that we've seen, probably. It's going to be tough for them to keep him. But good for Cal. That's been a lot of fun team. I thought they, you know, with hiring Brian Harsin and losing all that they did in the offseason, felt like that could potentially be a disaster. And instead, they have like maybe the most electrifying quarterback right now. It's awesome.
From a player perspective, again, I feel like the negative surprise is the easy one in Arch Manning. Who's been a player that stood out to you, though, these first 3 weeks? You're like, wow, I wasn't expecting that from him.
Yeah, I mean, JSK, I think that's one of them, Cal's quarterback. I think, you know, one team that I have really, really enjoyed watching, and I didn't watch a ton of him last year, but I remember talking to people like, hey, this guy could be really good. Devin Dampier at Utah is fun to watch. Yeah. That offense has taken a big leap this year, hiring Jason Beck, who was at New Mexico previously. They've been fun, but you're right. I mean, I think across the board, the quarterback position in particular has been disappointing relative to what we thought. And I mean, I thought coming into this year, especially in the SEC, it's like, man, there are so many good quarterbacks. Like, I did a big preseason feature on Lenora Sellers. Hasn't been great. Mm-hmm. DJ Lagway just threw 5 interceptions. People had him highly rated. I mean, there's enough Arch discussion around the world that I don't need to wade into it, but it has not been great. I think we've all seen that. Right. And even a guy like Garrett Nussmeier, who hasn't been bad. And again,
he hasn't been great.
I mean, you thought that the offense was going to be the strength of that team, and it has not happened to this point. The offensive line has some problems. It's not all on Garrett. He's still probably the QB that I might like the best in that regard. But, I mean, saw him against Clemson. He was okay. It has not blown you away. So it's been interesting that so many of the really highly regarded guys coming into the season have not lived up to expectations. And on the flip side, you've seen guys, you know, Jackson Arnold's been solid. John Mateer at Oklahoma has been pretty good. Ty Simpson hasn't been terrible the last couple of games. It's just been, seems like more of the guys are rung below have almost been better thus far. But of course, it's still pretty early on in the year.
I wanted to ask you about Mateer. Oklahoma was a team I just didn't have a lot of faith in preseason. I thought the two teams I thought for sure were going to be in trouble were Florida and Oklahoma. And thus far, Oklahoma's been really good. They have this big matchup with Auburn this weekend. If they win that, they're really off and running. Has Mateer been better, or has he been what you thought he was going to be?
I think he has been what I thought he was going to be. But I will say I had the same skepticism as you did about Oklahoma. It has lessened, but it has not fully dissipated is what I would say. I think some of what they did against Michigan with Mateer, I don't know that that's replicable throughout the rest of the season. And so I think this is a really big test early on. I honestly like Auburn in this game. Maybe that will be foolish after how it plays out, but I like what Auburn has. And I just feel like they're one of those teams where, like you said, if they win this game, Oklahoma's cooking and you're going to start, well, Texas doesn't look great. Is that a winnable game? You can start talking yourself into Oklahoma being a playoff team, but they also still feel like a team that could have 4 losses to me. I think Michigan, I'm not super impressed with. So like you give them some points for that, but not all the points. This one is a bigger challenge to me. And then, of course, they still have plenty of difficult games to come. So it's still a really tough schedule. I like Mateer. I like Ben Arbuckle, their offensive coordinator. But I'm hesitant to go all in on them at this point.
I know recency bias is a thing, but is next weekend the best weekend of college football that you can remember?
You know, it's funny. I was a little inside baseball. I was texting with Ross Dellinger the other day about kind of what games we're all going to. And I was like, I want to go to this game. I want to go to this game. It's like, maybe, should I just stay home? And as of currently slated right now, I'm planning on going to Bama, Georgia. But like, there's kind of part of me that just wants to sit at home all day because there's so many great games. And, you know, we're going to get into it in a little bit, I'm sure. But like Mississippi State, Tennessee is like a really fun game. And it's like, it's like the undercard because there's so many other big games. Obviously, Penn State, Oregon, LSU, Ole Miss is an interesting one. Bama, Georgia. I mean, you go down and down the line. There's just so many great games.
I mean, if your prediction is right, Auburn, Texas A&M becomes a massive game.
Huge game. Yeah, absolutely. A&M's been great. Like we expect Mississippi State to keep winning, and so they should be undefeated. Having Tennessee at home, that's going to be a big one. Yeah, I mean, I thought week one was great. Not all of them lived up to the hype, but on paper, a lot of those were great. But, I mean, this is a very tasty way to end the month, and I'm excited about it. I'm sad that I'm going to be missing some of it, but I'm going to try to watch as much as I can.
So let's talk about Mississippi State, one of the pleasant surprises of this college football season. It always felt like Arizona State was a game they could win. I don't know how many people predicted them to do so. They're obviously better than most people thought they were. Look at that guy right there. But – they're obviously better than most people thought they were going to be. How much better, though? Is this actually a good football team, I guess is my question.
Good is so relative. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think that they are certainly improved, right? I thought that they have done a very good job. I thought their strategy in the offseason and how they rebuilt their roster was really smart. I think that they not so overplayed to say money ball, but I think that they found – inefficiencies in the market where they were able to do some things a little bit differently than other places. Mm-hmm. So far, it's played out very well. I mean, you know better than anybody. I mean, they've been some impactful injuries already. That sucks. You know that you don't know how you know how much that impacts things, but it's not ideal. Do they have the depth, you know, to hold up over the course of an entire season? It's an open question. But, you know, one thing that I thought never got as much attention as it should have was that they played a lot of the top teams in the SEC last year pretty tough. I mean, they were hanging around those games. They didn't have the dudes to win, but I think people just saw, oh, they only won two games. They must be awful. And they, to be clear, were not very good. But they played tougher. There was a – this team has not quit on Jeff Lebby vibe when I watched them in some of those later games that you felt like, all right, if they can get some dudes, can they elevate up? With Blake being healthy, can they elevate up? And I think they have. So you think about if they take care of business this weekend, they've already doubled their amount of wins from last year. I mean, I was looking at their schedule literally yesterday, and it's like, could they go to a bowl game? Is that the level of success that you need this year? It would be great. You look at schedule, it's tough. Where do you find those wins? That's the tricky part. So I think that you see, especially in the SEC, you can be a lot better than you were the year before, and yet you still aren't winning 10 games, right? And I think that's just how competitive the SEC is. So I was impressed by what I've seen so far. I remember you asked me what Mississippi State needs to do week one, and I think I said, they have
don't
to
lose.
Don't lose. But that was like the kind of the early barometer, right? It's just like you talk to people around the program, they're like, we think we're better, but like, let's see. And then like a little touch and go to start there. And you're like, all right, is it we're doing this again? And then of course, you know, they win and you know they beat Arizona State, which was a huge moment. And you know, now they're getting a Tennessee team that frankly I think is better than people expected. I mean, Aguilar has looked good. I think if you thought maybe they're gonna take a step back, hasn't quite happened yet. So it's a very long-winded answer to your question. So I think they are better. Whether they are good or not, I think is very much TBD. And I think the Tennessee game would go a long way to proving that they are. To beat that team at home would certainly – the hype would be higher than it's been in a decade. I mean, you tell me. I mean –
easily. You're talking about – well, I mean, if they win this week, it's the first time they were 4-0 since they were number one in the nation.
Right.
It's been that long. So the hype would definitely be there. You talked about the SEC quarterbacks and there have been some ups and downs. Where do you have Shapen in the conference?
I think he's underrated, frankly. And I think that's in part just because of the Mississippi State thing where people thought, hey, they're so bad. They're going to be bad. You would probably know better than I do because you're more laser focused on it. But I would guess that he was probably bottom four and probably every preseason QB rankings, right? I think he certainly has been more efficient and competent than quite a few other guys in the SEC I've seen so far. I think it's very much still kind of an open question as to who's the real top. I mean, I'm curious what you think. Again, I think Mateer has been very good, probably the guy at the top. Arnold hasn't been bad. Gunnar Stockton's been okay.
Stockton's been
Magyar
good.
has been good. I mean,
Yeah.
there's a couple guys who I probably have ahead of him right now, but I mean, he's been good, and clearly there's a trust factor between him and Lebby that I think is potent and would give me confidence that they can hang with some of these teams.
If State wins this weekend, are they going to be in the top 25? They're 4-0. I mean, obviously it depends on there'll be some movement, but at 4-0, don't you have to rank them?
Well, I believe I have. I mean, you don't get to ever see my ballot, so I literally could say anything to you right now. But
Good.
we do a CBS Sports Top 136, and I think I've had them in my top 25 the last 2 weeks. Now they're at the bottom of the top 25, but
Right.
and again, I don't have an AP vote, and
They were two
sometimes I'm
and ten a
thankful
year
for.
ago. Being 25th is doing okay, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I think like if you look on paper, like. Are they probably more impressive than what USC has done? Yeah, but USC is a brand and people vote USC, you know, and USC just had the primetime game
Notre
on
Dame is the one everybody's
CBS.
pointing out to us, and I'm just like, it's Notre Dame. You know, what do you want? I know they're 0-2, but they're Notre Dame.
Right. I think the one concern is like, does winning this weekend bump you up enough? I don't know. I mean, I think that, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, they're probably what, like 30th right
They were
now?
29th this last week, I think.
29th. I mean, like, could you jump a couple of those teams potentially? I
Yeah.
think they're probably going to be on the outside looking in, is my guess, but we'll see what kind of happens this weekend. And then obviously, if they beat Tennessee, they have to be in the top 25.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, it becomes kind of a an interesting deal. One last question before you go. You know, if what's wow. If State is 7-5, let's say they put some games together. And it's kind of funny, John, like a month ago, if I'd said, I think State's going to win one of Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss. Those are four home conference games. I think State can win one of those. You would've been like, I don't know. But now when you it's a combination of State playing better and those other teams are just not unbeatable juggernaut teams.
Right.
They're good, but they're not great. So if I made you pick one, what's the one that State could get?
All right. So getting back to me, Tennessee, Ole Miss,
Tennessee, Texas,
Texas.
Ole Miss, and Georgia.
That's a great question. I guess, I mean, the obvious answer is probably Ole Miss, just because, as you know, that rivalry is wild and wacky, and you know, anything can happen. And especially like, if Ole Miss is in the playoff hunt, that makes me maybe even more believe that Mississippi State would win, because those teams, two teams, love to knock each other out when something big is on the line for the
They
other one.
do.
So that's a good one. But beyond that, Tennessee, I think, is the one, just because of where they're at right now.
It's their first road game,
Again,
too.
right, it's a big moment for Aguilar. We'll see kind of how he handles that. That to me, and that's again where it's like, everything is rolling right now. The vibes are high. You know that place is going to be extremely loud. Aguilar has not dealt with something like that before. You can talk yourself into that. Georgia, I think, is still a cut above Texas. I mean, they played Texas pretty tough a year ago. I think it's conceivable. But those are probably the two that I would identify as a little bit separated from those. And let me say, like, if Mississippi State goes 7-5 or so, I think Lebby deserves real Coach of the Year
Yeah,
consideration.
agreed.
Just from what he, and I wrote about it a year ago, as you know, but like from what he inherited and all that the program has been through over the last 3, 4 years, to what he had to deal with last year, to get this team just to a bowl game is pretty incredible. And he would deserve quite a bit of credit for that.
You're more than welcome to pick State Tennessee next week. You could skip Alabama, Georgia, and just come right on over. We'd love to have you here.
Listen, I think it would be fun to go to.
We'll
But
see.
yeah.
I understand. So. John Talty, 24/7 Sports National College Football Reporter. Always a pleasure to have you on, man.
Of course, buddy. Good to see you again.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.